Law enforcement agencies in Florida will soon be able to track transactions from every pawn shop within the state. That will come from data collected in a new computer program and could help them locate stolen property. Currently, police only have access to information from local pawn shops, but police were surprised to learn that the new computer program won't keep gun data for very long. From St. Petersburg, Sally Watt reports.
When Tampa police officer Rick Dubinus gets a report of a stolen handgun, the first thing he wants to know is the gun's serial number.
It's almost like a license plate on a vehicle. There's not much chance of finding that vehicle because there's so many like it without the tag number that, you know, obviously distinguishes it.
The gun could be in a pawn shop 20 miles away in neighboring Pinellas County, and Dubinus would never know it. Short of picking up the phone and calling police and sheriff's departments all over the state, there's no way he's going to find out.
It would just be too time-consuming. I mean, Florida has, I think, 67 counties, and I wouldn't have the time to call 67 counties.
So when the Florida Department of Law Enforcement announced a plan to collect information on all transactions in every pawn shop in the state, keep it in a computer database for 2 years, and share it with all of Florida's law enforcement agencies, Dubinus and other law enforcement officials saw their jobs getting easier. But at the last minute, a key part of the policy was changed. The FDLE commissioner decided that gun transactions would only be kept in the database for 48 hours.
I believe he would not have support of the legislature if he went against the NRA.
That's Florida Attorney General Bob Butterworth. He says FDLE Commissioner Tim Moore buckled under pressure from the NRA. Both Moore and the NRA refused to talk to NPR. The NRA opposes gun registration and sees the database as a first step toward the government keeping a list of gun owners. Butterworth says the database will not be a name-collecting strategy. He explains the police will be searching for serial numbers, not names. Butterworth says the 48-hour rule will prevent police from keeping stolen guns off the street.
Many times a pawn firearm had been used in a crime or had been stolen. If someone's on vacation and someone breaks in their home and steals a firearm, the police are not going to be able to know about that crime and retrieve it and perhaps arrest a person within 48 hours. I mean, that's just not practical.
Neither the state or the federal government keeps statistics on the number of crimes committed with stolen guns. But the number of Florida pawnbrokers dealing in guns is shrinking. Tighter restrictions passed in 1996 have driven many out of the gun business. In the past 2 years, more than 100 pawn shop owners have quit handling guns. But Tampa police officer Rick Dubinus says the database still is an important crime-fighting tool. The new database program was scheduled to go into effect statewide this fall, but the FDLE commissioner is apparently reconsidering the 48-hour rule on guns. A committee, including representatives from law enforcement, will now decide how long gun serial numbers should be included in the database. For NPR News, I'm Sally Watt in St. Petersburg.